today is a very special Sunday. It is World Communion Sunday. And so you see those gold trays over there? Those are very special trays, and they have bread and juice inside of them. And that may sound like we're having a snack today, but this is much more important than just a snack. So long ago, Jesus and the disciples were in the upper room, and they were sharing what would be the last time that Jesus ate with them. And Jesus took the bread that was on the table, and he broke it, and he told them that that was a symbol of his body that would be broken for them. You see, Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross for all of us. And so he was telling them that this bread that he broke was a symbol that he was going to die for them. And then he took the cup of wine that was on the table, and he told them that it was a symbol of his blood that would be shed for them. But you see, when Jesus died on the cross, did Jesus stay dead? No, he sure didn't. He rose from the dead and proved once and for all that God's love is stronger than anything else in this world. Jesus defeated sin and death so that we could always be friends with God. And so today, Christians around the world eat a piece of bread or a cracker and drink juice or wine to remember what Jesus did all those years ago. The bread and the juice is a symbol of how very much God loves us. And so today we celebrate World Communion Sunday with churches around the world, and we remember how very much God loves us. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for sending Jesus, who showed us how to live and who showed us how very much you love us. Help us to always remember your great love for us. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.